Well, as we welcome you back to the Continuous Call team, I actually saw a photo on social media during the week, and I spoke to the chairman of the New South Wales Rugby League, the District Court Judge Paul Conlon, about it. He mentioned that it was Michael Maguire's idea, along with the New South Wales Rugby League, to get a few of the old boys together and have a catch-up, a regular catch-up. And, Gal, I saw you were there, and Boyd was there. Josh Morris was there as well.
Mate, heaps of boys. Chucky Wattmau, I haven't seen for a while. Craig Wing, Minicello, Fletch, Hindmarsh, they were there. And a few of the older boys too, some of the guys who played in the very first match were there. So it was good to catch up with the older boys, good to see Boydie and all the boys there and have a chat. And, look, Madge basically just put it on he wants to bring a bit more, I suppose, team feel about the whole thing, including from the past players. So I thought it was a great day. He spoke very well. Madge, obviously, Benny Elias spoke well. Chucky Wattmau even spoke. So it was a good day.
Yeah, it certainly was. And the New South Wales Blues coach is, of course, Michael Maguire. He's on the line. G'day, Madge.
Hey, boys. How are you, fellas?
Mate, very well. Thanks for joining us as always, mate. I know you're at a wedding, we won't take up too much of your time. But I just want to applaud what you did during the week. And, you know, we've got Queenslanders listening to us at the moment saying, we've been doing this for years. But it's important to acknowledge and recognise the history of the Blues as well.
Yeah, mate, I guess I'm not looking into what other people are doing. It's probably something there that I've always seen as a part of what a team is. It's, you know, the past and the present and obviously the future. So, it was just something there that it was nice to see all the boys from all generations, actually, from Mick Cronin to Greg Brentnell right down to Gal and Wade Graham. And, you know, I was standing back and it was really nice to be able to watch them all interact together because they've all got a shared story, I suppose, of wearing that blue jersey. And it's something there that obviously I'm keen to help the boys out, build and, you know, have a lot of good times.
They've all got a story. They've all got an opinion. How many of them were in your ear saying, mate, you got to pick this bloke. You got to pick this bloke. You got to pick this bloke.
Actually, they were pretty good, to be honest. I think they understand it and they get it. And it's about making sure that when the time's right, we get the right squad and the right people involved. And that's something there that I'm very keen to do. And, it's something there that I've always wanted to do. And, you know, to be able to sort of listen, and I've got to say, I actually listened and got a lot out of talking to the old boys. I think that's something there for me personally I got a lot out of. Just the stories that they had and how they loved camp and what they did together and obviously the memories that they have later on in life, that's pretty important. So, I got a lot out of that day, actually.
Madge, there's plenty of selection talking points at the moment. Obviously, Damien Cook's been dropped this week. You've got Cleary is out injured, Moses is out injured, Zach Lomax is playing well. So when do you actually knuckle down and really start to pencil in a team?
Oh, literally probably the week before, Gal, because, mate, there's so many different changes that'll happen between now and then in my head, which probably no one will get to up until that point. But I'm out talking to players, as you do as a coach. I'm a coach. That's what you're meant to. And I get out and talk to players and see where they're at. And, you know, it's a journey, I guess, in the NRL. And some of the players that you mentioned are going through that at the moment, the ups and downs. So, you know, I want to make sure I can have a good squad that's, you know, very clear and focused about what we want to achieve because, you know, a lot of distractions get in the way of top performance, and that's something I do know is making sure I get that right amongst the players that we do pick.
I know you're not going to tell me whether or not Zach Lomax is in the mix for a New South Wales Blues jumper, but I wanted to ask your opinion on his position at the moment, and that is on the wing. Now, there's a lot of experts in the game who think if Zach Lomax continues his form, he's certainly going to be in the reckoning for a New South Wales Blues jumper. Like you say, that's all in your head at the moment, whether or not he is or isn't. But is he impressing you the way he's playing on the wing for the Dragons?
Well, there's no reasons why he can't be available for selection. I mean, if he's playing really good footy and, he's performing at a high level, well, you know, you look at all the positions and you look at the depths of each of the position and, you know, someone like Zach, you know, is putting his hand up. But I want to be able to see that consistently amongst all the players. And that's something there that, you know, we're very aware of is that, you know, consistency of how you're playing helps you go into camp with a good headspace and playing at the highest level. But also, too, knowing whether or not you know, those players can handle that next step. And that's what I'm looking for now is to see whether or not he's got, you know, every player's got another gear in them. Because if you get a player coming into camp in a pretty good headspace and knowing what they need to do, well, you're going to, you know, it's a good starting point.
Madge, I'm really interested and I'm really happy to hear from you when you said before that you it's a great honour for you to coach New South Wales. When you think about it, it is. It's a great honour, A, to play for New South Wales or Queensland or coach New South Wales or Queensland or do whatever you do, you know, coach first grade side, but it's a fantastic honour for you to be acknowledged in a way that they want you to, you know, coach the Blues and get them back up to where Well, you blokes think they should be. I don't think they should be there, but where you blokes think they should be. So it is a great
honour. Yeah, mate, to me, it's a massive honour. It's one of the highest honours I can have as a coach. Yeah, obviously, being able to do the things I've done in club land is special, but I think being able to take the potential 9 million people of New South Wales and get them behind a team is something there that I can't wait to be a part of. And, you know, it's an honour to rub shoulders there the other day with a lot of the great players that, you know, and sometimes it's only guys that have only just played one game. You know, I think that's one thing that we look at. We probably look at the guys that have played many games, but there was a lot of players there that have played one to three or four games, and they're just as important to myself and everyone that's involved in the jersey because they're the makeup. Not everyone gets a chance. You know, I would have done anything to be able to run out there on the field, but now I've got the chance to do that as a coach. I'm going to make sure I get it right.
Mudge, taking the boys out to the Blue Mountains, something a bit different, mate. Something a bit different there. You know, I love change and love the decision. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of why you want to take the camp out there?
Yeah, but I just felt that change is very important. I think you get an opportunity to do that when you're a new coach coming in. Not to say that you can't do that whilst you're in, but having a change and getting them away from, I guess, what has been the norm over a period of time, I think it still works. You know, being down near the beach, but also too going up to where we're going, getting the lads together and might be a bit of family time up there as well at some stage. So those sorts of things are pretty important. How I've always built teams, being able to just get away at times and just being together. And they're the best times that you have, you know, when you can just be together away from the madness of what's going on around you and have a whole group and the staff are just as important, you know, to be able to set the space right for the players to come into. So I guess that's my reasons there, boy.
All right, fair enough. Just butting in, boys, Cherry Evans has gone in for another try here. 10 points to nil, Manly leading the Warriors. 16 minutes left first half for Uber Reserve. 10-0, Manly leading the Warriors as we take you around the grounds. Darryl's got a very cheeky look on his face, so I'm sure there's one more question to come. But I just wanted to just ask you about South Sydney. You won a comp at Souths as the coach. What's your opinion on the state of play at the Rabbitohs at the moment and the position that Jason Demetriou finds himself in?
No, mate, I'm just focused on the New South Wales team, boys. That's a straight bet in that one.
It must be disappointing, Madge. I mean, obviously, South Sydney has a very special place in your heart, having won a premiership there. To see the circus that it's become, I mean, that must be disappointing as a bloke who's had a close association to South Sydney.
Oh, look, I hold that club very close to my heart, boys, and obviously it's hard seeing it go through a tough time. Look, I'll just leave it at that because I don't want to create any sort of noise around the place. So they'll sort it out. It's a very strong club, that one, and a very great club. So I'll leave that.
Any approaches from South? I mean, Mal Meninga's apparently in the mix. What about you, Madge?
You're the best, Mark. Keep probing. But as I said, mate, things in our world sort themselves out. But I feel for the coach. I feel for everyone that's going, everything that's going on there at the moment. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, obviously, a good performance for him.
Madge, when you're named coach, you've obviously got to put together as good a team, you know, with you as possible. And I see you've got John Cartwright, Matt King, Brett White all there.
Panisi's
there. I know that Boydo is there as well. Now, I'm very interested in how you selected Boyd and what his job's going to be. He told me he's running the water. I said, do you give any message? He said, no, I'll just run the water. Is that all he's doing?
Don't listen to him.
10 games as captain. Huh?
As long as Boyd brings his passion, I reckon we're in a pretty good place, mate.
When he squirts the water in their face.
You'll wake them up.
You want him to squirt some of the Queenslanders as he runs past?
We haven't discussed that part yet, but I'm sure that'll
come. He's one of the decorated captains, mate.
He'll trip a couple of them over or something like that.
Whatever you do, don't let him say anything. Just squish him in the water. Open your mouth and put the water in there.
He's a good man, Boydie. Just take your lead off Laurie Daly. Walker's on. No, it was Nathan Brown. Anyway, Madge, I had to ask you the probing questions. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't.
No, I understand that, mate. Not a problem.
You know that I have the utmost respect for you. I certainly stuck by you through some of the rubbish that you went through at the West Tigers, and you know that I'm delighted for you to see you in charge of the New South Wales Blues. Good luck this year, mate, and I'm sure we'll be chatting throughout the series.
Thanks, Mark, and really appreciate your support as always, bud. Thanks.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Michael Maguire, the coach of the New South Wales Blues. So I thought that was really good this week, and just goes to show what sort of a setup he's going to have, getting the old boys involved and everything else. So well done to him.